This is real. This is all real. This is, you're living in the dystopian future right now. You're like, well, at least they're not trying to starve us by raising food prices. Oh, time out. Hold on. Time out. There's laundry on the field. Red flag going under the hood for review. Stay tuned. Folks, this is deliberate. It's not a mistake. They are desperately eager to push you into an economy where you're going to be on your knees like this, begging for people to feed you. Oh, my cards don't work. Oh, look, there's a CBDC, a central bank digital currency. Did I get my food allowance? This is the kind of stuff I'd love to tell you. It's a big conspiracy theory until we put up the actual stories. You got a massive inflation crisis in the UK right now, by the way, caused by Labour and the Tories, both of them. There's no conservative movement of significance going on in the UK right now. None. Prices are going through the roof, and they want to levy new taxes on this stuff in addition to Green New Deal taxes and putting farmers out of business. You may be saying to yourself, it's like they're trying to starve us. Are you crazy? Or are they? The answer is they are. But you're crazy not to pay attention to their craziness. Folks, this Green New Deal agenda, make no mistake, the purpose of this Green New Deal agenda is to create a class of haves. And I don't mean haves with meaning wealth. I mean haves meaning ideological allies. You will comply or you'll be starved out too. Oh, come on, Dan. It can't be that bad. Attacking farmers, the food supply, costs of food. Well, what about this one? Did you catch this story in the Wall Street Journal this weekend? The other green energy grid crisis. You know, we can't find transformers. Again, not my opinion. I'm just relaying to you what a down the middle Wall Street Journal, they're center right, certainly not considered some radical right profile, a radical right outlet. Wall Street Journal opinion. The other green energy grid crisis. We can't find transformers. According to the American Public Power Association, which probably knows, Joe, a little bit, tiny little bit about this, in five housing projects has been delayed or canceled owing to transformer shortages. That sounds like it's kind of a big deal. Power, farms, water filtration, homes, heat, cold. I don't know. It sounds like a big deal to me. And why can't they get any of this stuff? Well, they can't get any of this stuff because, this specific form of electrical steel we're using, is only available from one person in one company in the United States, and they don't have enough as all the Green New Dealers suck up the electrical steel for their Green New Deal dreams. But we may starve. Sorry about that. That's really going to suck, that whole starvation thing. Don't worry, you've seen Viggo Mortensen's The Road, right? You know, a movie he acts in, The Road, the apocalypse happens. He breaks in the basement. They had a constant supply of food. It was human beings. They just ate them. It'd be A-okay. Don't you worry. I'm sure they're tasty. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, it's based on reality, right? All this stuff. I mean, you know, Dan, if we don't fix the climate, we're all going to be dead in 10 years. I mean, a bartender told us, AOC. I mean, she definitely knows, right? She's so smart. She doesn't even know where the Middle East is. She thinks the Middle East is somewhere in Texas. But AOC said it was going to, don't worry, the climate's going to blow up. Andy Kessler had a really good piece of this in the Journal this weekend, too. Noting that this is probably all hysteria. It's called Can the Climate Heal Itself? I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he makes a pretty simple point. That scientists are starting to notice that we have these things, Joe, they're crazy up in the sky. They're white, puffy. You may have seen one once or twice called clouds. Yes. You've seen them, correct? You guys seen them coming in this morning?
Beautiful.
It happens a lot. It's like that thing night we found out last week. Remember with the solar thing? We found out there was a problem with solar. This freaking thing happens every night. It's super weird. I never know called night where the sun goes down. See, the Greens never take into the account that all this global warming stuff may have a lot to do with cloud cover. And scientists are starting to notice that these cumulus clouds, the puffy ones, that they're an important convection element carrying heat from the Earth's surface to the upper atmosphere. Above those clouds are cirrus clouds, which can reflect heat back towards the surface. Now, this is crazy. A scientific paper found out that in the tropics, that these cirrus clouds dissipate as temperature rises. In other words, letting a lot of the heat escape. It's almost like the Earth that God designed has figured out a way to kind of offset the effect of greenhouse gases. But don't worry. Keep listening to the bartender. The earth is definitely going to end in 12 years. So we should starve everyone now with food taxes. We should have no transformers, no electricity. Again, I'm not talking about Optimus Prime. We should censor anyone for saying the opposite. And listen to Kirsten Powers. We wouldn't have to censor you if you would all just shut up. You see how the Green New Deal thing works? It relies on censorship. It relies on using hysteria to scare people. And it involves taking control of the economy. If they can't do it through government, doing it through corporations, MasterCard, Visa, banks, and otherwise. You see how that all works out? Pretty great for them too, right? All right, I got a lot more to get to. Something happened this weekend. Folks, you got to recognize their tactics. You ever hear of power mapping? Hat tip, Wokel Distance, a good account, follow on Twitter. If you understand power mapping, you understand how the left works and how the Great Reset crowd out there in the left, how they plan on taking control of our economies. They're not going to be able to do a lot of it through government. So if governments can deputize people to do it for them, they'll do it. We're going to get to that. And powerful forces want to censor you. I just want you to remember, like, the debate over natural immunity and everything, how they use COVID to censor you. All of this. It's all going to come together in a second. You're going to love this show. Folks, this is why they have to censor us. You can't notice the Great Reset. They don't want you noticing what these credit card companies are doing. They don't want you noticing that they can't supply electric for the future and there's going to be blackouts coming if we don't fix something. They don't want you to notice that you're all going to starve because you can't afford food. And they also don't want you to notice that the climate they tell us is going to collapse from overheating in 10 years may be, in fact, repairing itself like Mother Earth has been able to do for a very long time. We are not a cancer to this planet, folks. This planet is here for us. God gave it to us. It's a gift. We shouldn't abuse it, but it's here for us, not the other way around. This is why they got to censor us. You ever hear about power mapping? This is a really cool account on Twitter, Wokel Distance. A lot of good stuff on there. He's talking about this book where they talk about liberal activism and how to work. They use this thing called power mapping. It's how these little wokesters determine who has the power to give them what they want and how they can be vulnerable to pressure campaigns. Remember, the woke want to take power, but they need to know who to take it from. Power mapping tells you who has the power, i.e., you're a teacher in a school in a relatively conservative district. You get up in front of your classroom and you don't tell the company line, that the election was stolen in 2016, but you can't mention it in 2020. They're not going to pressure you. You're in a conservative district. So what do? They go to the principal. Principal gives them the middle finger. Says, hey, this guy's talking about what happened. He's playing clips of what happened. This is a history class. We're going to do it. Power mapping didn't work. They poke, they prod. They go to the superintendent. That doesn't work. Then say it's a conservative county in a liberal state. They go to the governor and pressure them. All of a sudden, there's a new law that comes out. You can't do this or that, and a teacher gets fired. This is what they do. It's the poking and prodding until they find the weak point out there. There are powerful forces looking to censor you, shut you down, bankrupt you, get you fired for anything. It has no relationship to reality. It doesn't matter if what you say is real or factual. They have the Kirsten Powers approach. We don't care what you say, but if we disagree with it and it hurts us, we want to shut you up. The best example of this and how they use this for their Great Reset future, the censorship, was what happened during COVID. That's why Klaus Schwab wrote the book, COVID, the Great Reset. You know natural immunity, right? Natural immunity, a concept understood in biology since the advent of the sentient mind. The idea that if you're infected with a pathogen, that your body figures out a way to reduce the severity of the pathogen next time you get it. You're infected with the chicken pox when you're younger. You build memory cells, long-term immunity, short-term immunity. You develop antibodies to deactivate these pathogens in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, this was in a Charlie Brown encyclopedia. There has never, ever been a dispute about natural immunity, like there's never been a dispute about what a woman is. But what the left likes to do is start to en masse question common sense. And then as they all question it, they cite the ridiculous questioning of common sense as a reason to make the topic controversial. My gosh, everybody's asking what a woman is. No, a-hole. Nobody's asking that. Only you are. You are making that up. Nobody's questioning natural immunity. Only you are doing that. Powerful forces are being lined against you, these Great Reset people, to shut you up. Here was a scientist, Dr. Smelkinson from NIAID, at a hearing talking about how natural immunity and the power of natural immunity against COVID was always there if you just would have looked at the data. Here, take a listen to this. Folks, just like the question of what a woman is, a human adult female, which has never been a question, natural immunity never was either. But this is the great reset we're living in. It is an information war zone. I need you to understand that. The left is engaging in information guerrilla war on the truth. It doesn't matter. If you tell the left the earth is round, the left will dispute it and argue it's flat if they think they can make a political case for censorship out of it. I use that example not to be hyperbolic. It sounds like it, but I'm really not kidding. If you can question what a woman is, why can you question the shape of the earth? I mean, it's really, we're that crazy. We're living in crazy pills time. This information's always been out there. Here's a Lancet study that did kind of a meta-analysis on all this stuff, talking about how natural immunity was a fantastic form of immunity after you got infected with this dreadful COVID virus. And yet after all of this, this is the great reset crowd with information guerrilla warfare on you every freaking day. Look at these headlines. Here's the hapless dipshits at CNN. Surgeon General reacts to anti-vaxxers' claim about natural immunity. From reliable sources, by the way. Probably talking about Jerome Adams. I mean, you know who was another guy. This, by the way, this happened under both administrations. So let's not, you know, there were people inside both. Here is a tweet from, you ever see this guy? Peter Hotez. If you ever want to see an embarrassment to the medical space, this guy is at the top of the humiliation totem pole, Peter Hotez. Very few red herring, canard, ridiculous arguments escape this guy. This guy's an MD, PhD. You know how hard it is to get a medical degree and a doctor of philosophy degree at the same time? Peter Hotez, very smart. Guy's an expert, Joe. Still more evidence, this time from CDC, MMR, WR, showing that vaccine-induced immunity is way better than infection and recovery. What some weirdly call natural immunity. It's so weird. They weirdly call it so weird, this natural immunity thing. I learned about from Lucy in the in the Charlie Brown Encyclopedia when I was 8. Don't worry, the guy is an MD, PhD, very, very bright. Here's another one from a guy who claims to be a doctor. I can't vouch for his bona fide. He's a Ryan Marino. I understand immunology well enough to know that natural immunity is a nonsense term used to promote anti-vaccine beliefs and not scientifically relevant. These guys, he said it right. These are the stupid, smart people. Folks, they did this publicly. They did this publicly. It's not even that they did it like a dark corner of the internet afraid they'd be exposed. They did this publicly in front of the whole world. Here's this one. Here it is. This is the coup de grace here, folks. Mother Jones, Kiera Butler, probably one of the dumbest people on planet Earth. There she is. Oh, she's a senior editor, Kiera Butler. Look at his headline. This is a classic. Anti-vaxxers have a dangerous theory called natural immunity. Now it's going mainstream. Where's relaxing? I'm telling you, these people are freaking idiots. They are crazy. They will do anything to implement their new little censorship, great reset future where you're living in an alternate reality where facts aren't facts and food ain't food because you ain't eating it. And if you dare speak out, food rations are up. Sorry about that. I'm working on a special project with someone you may know, by the way. I'll put that video up in the end. That's why I was off the radio on Friday. It's a very special project. I'm very proud of it. It has a lot to do with this great reset stuff and the police state and censorship regime involved in it. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, COVID was the template for them. All of them. It was the template to take away your liberties and a great reset towards a totalitarian future.